This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1860. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 12th, Anguilla, Armenia, Bougainville, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, Czechia, Ethiopia, India, Indonesia, Japan, Korea South, Lesotho, Mexico, North America, Russia, Spain, Tahiti, Taiwan, Turks and Caicos, Ukraine, USA, Western Sahara, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Since at least January 8th and still as of January 12th, the so-called Caribbean Beacon is off the air from both its shortwave frequencies, 11775 in the daytime and 6090 at night. Of course, there are never any IDs for the Caribbean Beacon and nothing about Anguilla, as it's a 100% relay when on the air of the so-called University Network from Los Angeles with PMS and DGS, also known as Pastor Melissa Scott and Dr. Dead Gene Scott. For many weeks, both frequencies from the same transmitter had been suffering considerable modulation distortion, so maybe they've finally broken down and or they are trying to fix it. The shortwave relay site in Armenia is known by various designations. Lately, it's been referred to as Noratus, N-O-R-A-T-U-S, sometimes spelled in all capitals. The World Radio TV Handbook, 2017, says Gavar, Noratus, as if it were a location, not an agency, and certainly not an acronym or initialism requiring all caps. And it has an address with a postal code of 3333 Noratus. The transmitter operator is CJSC, which stands for Closed Joint Stock Company, which seems like a description like Incorporated Limited or LLC rather than a corporate name itself. The Noratus name looks rather Latinate, so could it be something Christian or Orthodox? There's no particular meaning known to it in Google Translate, but now I've found the answer. Noratus is a village near the town of Gavar, most famous for its cemetery, the oldest part of which includes over 800 hachkars, or stone crosses, carved between the 9th and 17th centuries. From Yerevan, it is 95 kilometers, or one sesquihour away, I assume, by road. So, designating the shortwave site ERV for Yerevan is hardly accurate. And now the Armenians are publicizing their cemetery attraction without moving the shortwave antennas 1 centimeter, I bet. So, are they really closer to Noratus than Gavar? Surely not within the cemetery, though there is a certain kinship between crosses and antenna towers. Noratus comes up because the shortwave service has announced another series of tests without specifying the site, but the frequencies and previous usage makes us suspect it is ERV, or really Noratus. Previously publicized by the shortwave service was a test for January 14th, Saturday at 19 to 20 UT for the German club ADDX, and then the site was specified as Armenia on 6145. And now we have a new list of shortwave service test transmissions without specifying where they're coming from or what the content will be, only that they're 100 kilowatts performed over the following 3 weekends. The first ones are on 9900 kilohertz, Saturday and Sunday, January 14th and 15th, between 12 and 13 UT for Southeast Asia and Australia. Then the following weekend, January 21st and 22nd, at the same hour, there for Western Russia and the CIS. Finally, on January 28th and 29th, the frequency is 6015 for Europe, between 15 and 16 UT. On the Condicelis, Claudio Galas in Chile reports hearing Radio Inconfidencia Brazil, supposed to be on 15190, but on a very strange frequency, 14445. December 31st at 2050 UT with music and 2104 NID, matching its 49-meter band frequency, which would be 6010. Overmodulated audio, apparently a spur or way-off frequency, is first reported by a Facebook group called Nas Ondas Curtas do Rádio. A sub-blog of the BBC News website called News from Elsewhere comes up with some interesting stories. Thanks to John Collins in Birmingham for putting this one out to us on January 6th. Copyright spat forces Bulgaria Radio to play old tunes. Bulgaria's public broadcaster has been banned from playing millions of contemporary songs because of a row over copyright payments. Since 1 January, state-funded Bulgarian National Radio has been filling its airwaves with classical pieces, jazz, and traditional folk music instead, a news agency reports. It's locked in a dispute with the nonprofit Music Auteur organization, which manages the rights to work by both local and international artists, 14 million pieces of music in total. Even the traditional version of the national anthem is off limits. Problems at Canada's USB stations in the Ontario DX Association, Mark Cody in Ontario says, has anyone noticed CHU off the air, both 3330 and 7850, not even getting a carrier? Has Industry Science and Economic Development Canada shut them down? This was January 8th at 0135. However, others were hearing them at least on 7850. And by January 9th at 1246, Mark follows up, David Mose, VE3SD, found out from the NRC that they are having problems with the 3330 transmitter and were working on it. I've been listening to Triton Military, the weather forecasting station on 15034 USB, and noticed both on January 6th and January 8th that the local time checks they give every few minutes have been 61 minutes slow. It looks like they forgot to reset their local clock 2 months ago when daylight shifting time ended. The automaton cannot perceive the discrepancy, and then continues to quote weather conditions, which have a correct time check of a few minutes before. Let's hope their weather info is more accurate when it is not missing or no report. From CBC via CIDX Messenger, Stuart McLean closes the Vinyl Cafe, for now at least. He says he's being treated for melanoma, as he has been for a year, and he's found it necessary to suspend the program starting in January. He says, I don't think airing repeats is fair to those who listen every week and have been so loyal over these past two decades. So for the time being, I'm going to step aside and make room for others to share their work on the radio. From the same source, a reminder that this year is the, wait for it, sesquicentennial of Canada, resulting in lots of special programming on CBC under the rubric Canada 150. I'm sure they'll have all the details on their website. But I'll just mention some of the program titles. We Are Canada, Train 150, Canada, a People's History, What's Your Story, We Are the Best. Some of these are joint productions between the English and French networks, and it's not totally clear where all of this is about radio or some of it is television. Ron Howard in California reports All India Radio Kurseong on its off-frequency, as sometimes happens, 1 kHz above 4895. That was January 9th at 1242. I checked it a couple of mornings later, and it was back on 4895. In DX India, Manu Ritla in Finland reports AIR Delhi, unscheduled after 1430 UT on 7555, and with some strong spurious signals heard even there in Finland. All of them variable, 7527.3, 7582.7, 7610.4, and 7666.5. Is this segment from 1430 for half a sesquihour on the air regularly? And another Indian transmitter is acting up. Bangalore, 11670 between 14 and 15 UT. Wolfgang Büschel-Fan was putting out symmetrical spurs about 154 kHz above and below. That is around 11825 and 11517. Walt Somany from Victoria has been on another of his expeditions to his cottage at Masset Hadagwai Island. That's off the coast of mainland British Columbia. On January 6th and 7th, he found RRI, Palangkaraya, Indonesia, very strong. From tune in at 1355 and listen for several hours at armchair level. Ron Howard in California notes that NBC Bougainville, Papua New Guinea, on the same frequency, 3325, has been closing around 1201 UT, but he was hearing both of them January 9th at 1109. Ron Howard says that Chris Kodlek reports a new frequency for the clandestine from South to North Korea, Echo of Hope, 9100. It was supposed to be on the air initially from 18 to midnight UT, but on January 11th, Ron was hearing it briefly at 1403, but off a few minutes later. It was definitely parallel to 4885. Neither of them jammed as yet. Watch out for Sound of Hope, Taiwan, which is also sometimes on 9100. European DXers at least should keep an ear on 891 kHz, since Algeria is absent most of the time. NBCDX Zeliko Trinicic in Germany says he heard Ultimate Radio from Lesotho, with Western soul music coming out of the noise. Pretty good at 2128 UT, December 29th. The announcer giving the frequency in English is 99.8 FM and more pop music. And the same DXer caught another good one on 891 in the absence of Algiers. EBC, National Radio from Ethiopia, came through on an otherwise empty channel January 5th at 20 UT with a musical bridge, brief anthem, IDNM Hurricane into news, and Horn of Africa music at 2017, closing with the national anthem at 2100. I'd better spell his name, Zeljko Crncic. Despite his Slavic name, he is in Germany. If you have trouble hearing XCRF 1570 from Ciudad Acuña, it's no longer a border blaster, although they still claim to be running 100 kilowatts, as in several listings. However, Jerry Kiefer in Florida says they are limited to 30 kilowatts. He finds this helpful because he's trying to get Turks and Caicos to use 1570 instead of 530. He says they're in Orlando. I've picked them up in early evening a couple of times a month, but they were too far down in the mud to understand anything. Of course, the U.S. hasn't helped by allowing lots of low-power interference at night on the same frequency, 1570. The information about XRF running only 30 kilowatts, Jerry says, comes from a Mexican government webpage where they are listed as such as Radio Poe de Rosa. The religious pirate somewhere in western North America, formerly known as Station YHWH, continues to be heard on 5792, or just a smidgen below, January 7th at 0314. Once you've heard his voice, you'll recognize him in the future, especially since he's always talking about Yahweh and Christianity, the greatest hoax ever. Ron Howard also had him on 5792, January 6th, as early as 0232 and as late as 0402 UT, and also January 9th, the earliest yet at 0208 and still at 0417. Ron also has an NID which might be him on 7362, January 8th at 0247, but it was just too weak, and it moved to 7361. When he was active a couple of years ago, he used many more frequencies, many of them on higher bands, and I ran across one of those quite by chance, thanks to thorough band scanning, 15300. That was Saturday, January 7th at 2054 UT, past 2100. via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1860. Also bringing you the website worldofradio.com, all of which are non-commercial and depend on your voluntary financial support. Our thanks this week to Henning Fallbruch in Germany, who sent a contribution via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Ron Howard in California says the New Year's holiday extended schedule from Radio Sakha in Yakutsk, Russia is over. Now they're back to the usual two-hour transmission at 03 to 05 UT. Listen for their interval signal around 0400. They're on both 7345 and 7295, better on the first one. Also, they typically give an ID at 10 minutes before the hour, followed by commercials. Walt Salmaniv at Masset, BC, has also been hearing very strong signals near armchair level, he says, for an earlier broadcast from Radio Sakha for around 22 UT. On 7295 in Yakutian, and parallel to stronger 7345. By midnight UT, both were much stronger, and still going strong at 0130 on January 6th into 7th. He also reports superb reception on January 8th at midnight 30 UT with this day in Russian history. So strong I have to use the 12 kilohertz filter. Or I should say he may use it, although he doesn't have to. Chris Kadlec, mainly an FM DXer, splits his time between Michigan and Seoul, South Korea. He has just put out an amazing work researching the radio situation in the Koreas. He says, after a long 14 months of work, I'm happy to present the completed Seoul AM Radio Listening Guide, a three-hour documentary broadcast exploring the Seoul AM band one frequency at a time, plus a look at the radio war on the Korean Peninsula, accompanied by a 115-page guide. In addition to radio broadcasts from across East Asia, it includes Korean noise jammers and AM, FM, shortwave, and television propaganda broadcasts from both the North and the South. Additionally outlined in a 25-page broadcast transcript and 115-page informational guide. And that's not all. You can reach it all at his website, www.beaglebass.com/dx/seoul. It's all in lowercase, and Beagle Bass is spelt B-E-A-G-L-E-B-A-S-S. Or should that be Beagle Bass? Last week, I lamented that Spain's North American frequency 9690 was missing. It was off for a week, but it did come back on Saturday, January 7th. It's on the air weekends between 15 and 23 UT, not much good before 18 or so, and weekdays, of course, only from 19 until 23. The other frequencies aimed elsewhere are better earlier in the day, 15390 and 15500. Here's some very bad news. Another country gone from medium wave, which North Americans, including myself, enjoyed DXing. Colin Newell has been visiting Hawaii and seeing what he can pick up from the Pacific and Asia instead of his home location in British Columbia. He was hearing a number of Pacific stations, but nothing on 738 kilohertz as of January 6th. Mike Terry forwards a story which explains it. It's originated with Radio New Zealand on January 5th. Loss of AM radio irks French Polynesia. The public radio broadcaster says people in remote locations have complained about the end of transmissions on its AM frequency, which is 738 kilohertz. Radio Polynesie Première switched to an all-FM service at the beginning of December, leaving pockets of inhabitants in valleys and remote atolls without any local radio service. They added five FM transmitters to a network of 48 to improve its reach, but in an area the size of Europe, the signal fails to reach all communities. Concern has been expressed that vital weather warnings are no longer heard. The mayor of Makatea in the Tuamotus, Julien May, said there is a risk to public safety because people have always been advised to have an emergency kit that includes a radio when severe weather strikes. There is still action on the 11-meter broadcast band, if you're lucky enough to catch it, and at an appropriate sporadic e-skip distance, as Harold Froge in Michigan is. He reports, hearing for the first time since August, a station on 25910. It's in the narrowband FM mode. The relay of KLDE 104.9 in El Dorado, Texas. Presumed, he didn't get an ID this time, before and after 1600 UT December 30th. There were just two brief peaks before it went into the noise level. The transmitter is actually in faraway Dallas, Texas, call sign WQGY 434. So a frequency to check, 25910. From VOA Radiogram via Roger, FEMA Region 10 will conduct monthly interoperability communications exercises this year. FEMA Region 10 is Alaska, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. These will be on the third Wednesday of each month between 15 and 21 UT, starting January 18th. And it's abbreviated COMMEX, COMEX. The call sign for Region 10 is WGY910. Also may participate other FEMA stations, SHARES stations, Air Force and Army MARS. They're on the five so-called 60-meter ham channels, 5330.5, 5346.5, 5357, 5371.5, and 5403.5 kilohertz. As expected and now confirmed, the World of Radio broadcast on WRMI Thursday at 2130 UT has moved from 13695, which is no longer in use at all, to 11580. Also, 6855, which used to be 24/7 Brother Scare, has been repurposed. It's still on the air, I think 24 hours, although I can't really hear it at midday, paralleling programming from other WRMI frequencies. Part of the time, 9955, when World of Radio is airing, such as Tuesday at 12, Wednesday at 14:15, and Thursday at 12:30. A comprehensive schedule for 6855 has yet to appear, and it may be in flux, but here are some of my monitoring observations, which may not be firm, as I've noticed some variations from one day to the next. At 22 to 23 UT, Radio Libertad, the clandestine on 9955, also on 6855, not yet jammed. At 23 on a Thursday, I heard La Rosa de Tokyo. At 23, but starting at 22:30 on Sunday, the Foro Revolucionario clandestine program on 6855 as well. However, at 23:30, Wavescan could be heard, parallel to 9955. At midnight 30 UT, there was something I'm not sure. It sounded like one of the European relays in English. At 0200, I've heard more than once the relay of Ukraine, which is scheduled on 11580 and maybe still there, but really not propagating. Followed at 0230 by Radio Prague, same situation. At 03, 6855 switches to paralleling 5985 for Radio Taiwan in Spanish for an hour, and at 04 for Radio Japan in Spanish for half an hour. Between 06 and 08, 5850 and 7730 are usually running world music, but not every day of the week, but they are also parallel to 6855. Oh, also of note from WRMI, 11580, instead of carrying Brother Scare between 22 and 23, has been carrying a variety of other programming. And 7780, which had been missing for several weeks during the night hours, has resumed. since January 10th anyway, but as far as I know, it is still nothing but BS. Here's another medium wave harmonic reported by Tim Tromp in West Michigan on 2960 kHz, a decent signal in modulation during peaks with black gospel music and WERM calls clearly heard between songs, making for an easy ID. That is Mobile, Alabama from 1480, but no luck logging them on their fundamental, he says. I tried later and also could hear a carrier on 2960, probably coming from that. And even a trace of modulation that was January 7th at 0320. It's licensed for 4,400 watts at night on 1480, so how much, we wonder, is going out on 2960. Quite by chance, a bit later, I definitely heard a fundamental from Mobile on 1360. At 0358 UT January 7th, as I tuned in, I immediately heard an ID for WMOB Mobile and WTOF Bay Minette. The two are in parallel, the other one on 1110. The thing is, 1110 is supposed to be a 10 kilowatt daytimer, and this was at 10 p.m. local, while 1360 is supposed to be only 200 watts at night, 9,000 watts in the daytime. Contraindications explicable only as the word of God thumping the rules of man. John Wesley Smith sends a program tip about KFAB 1110, Omaha, Nebraska. After several years with Fox News, they've gone back to being an ABC affiliate, which means they've started carrying ABC's Perspectives program, heard Sunday evening at 8 Central Time, 0205 UT Mondays. Announcer said that was their first airing of the show on January 8th. Los Gonçalves in Portugal, reporting to the Radio Escudas group, has been monitoring 1550 for the Frente Polisario station for Western Sahara, actually transmitting from across the border in Rabouni, Algeria. He says it was picked up on January 4th after a period of inactivity for various days. It was heard from 2255 until off at 2305 in Arabic, which ended abruptly with the anthem, partly cutting off the last part of the music. Sinvo 55444. Before January 4th, I tried various other frequencies, which as used in the past when 1550 was down, that is 700 and 702 kilohertz, but the only North African station heard is the local one in Algeria, Radio Al Agwat, on 702. Now I need to discover whether the morning and evening broadcasts in Spanish, which appeared to have been suspended, have been reactivated. Ron Howard in California says, I'm hearing daily via Long Path, Radio 1 ZNBC Zambia on 5915, mixing with Myanmar, January 5th at 1627, clear promos for Go TV, a spot in English and then vernacular, and another spot for TV sports coverage. And commercials are often heard. January 6th, there was an open carrier and test tone at 0237 and started their African Fish Eagle interval signal at 0248, but an abbreviated transmission, it suddenly went off at 0319, perhaps due to a limited power supply. The propagation outlook from Boulder, G1 minor storm levels January 17th and 19th with A and K indices peaking at 25 and 5. Solar flux in the low to mid 70s. And that's World of Radio 1860. I'm Glenn Hauser.